Last month, a federal judge ruled that Kansas cannot make voters show citizenship papers, something like a birth certificate or a passport, in order to register. And then the judge gave Secretary of State Kris Kobach a long to-do list to get in line with that. Celia, what was on that to-do list?
So number one was he had to fully register tens of thousands of people who'd been blocked before because they hadn't provided those citizenship documents. Kobach's office says that they're all done with that. It's good to go. But the ACLU lawyers who won the case against him, they're scouring records now to double check that that's the case. Now, the rest of the laundry list, that was things like scrubbing official websites of any information that might make Kansans think they need to show some form of citizenship papers when they register to vote. And Kobach's office had to do some things like update instructions to county clerks who carry out the elections and make sure that all registered voters appear as they should in poll books, for example.
So is the to-do list complete?
Kobach's office says yes, absolutely, we're done. ACLU lawyers say they're basically checking it as best as they can, and if they find problems, it's possible that the federal judge who's monitoring all of this could get involved. Here's ACLU lawyer Sophia Lakin.
I think we'll still be doing compliance for maybe a long time to come because of the number of places that references the DPOC requirement.
Yeah, so for example, you were poking around, Amy, and found outdated notices on the McPherson County election website. Now, the ACLU thinks that notices like that could mislead people into thinking that they need those citizenship documents, what Sophia calls DPOC there, to register. Kobach's office says it's told counties what to do, but it doesn't control them. But that's not even the thing that the ACLU is most upset about.
If that's not the thing, if these repeated references to a proof of citizenship requirement that is now been struck is not what is upsetting the ACLU most. What is it that is upsetting them?
So they're really concerned that county election officials are still collecting those citizenship documents from people. Mm. Kobach says he's told the county election officials not to ask for those papers anymore, but to record them if they're voluntarily offered, in part because he says, well, you know, he's appealing the ruling that struck down the voter registration requirement in the first place. But the ACLU is saying, you know, if you collect those documents, people register to vote and then they leave the office thinking, oh, well, they accepted my birth certificate, so a birth certificate must be needed to vote, you know, to register in this state. Then they could go home and tell their friends or their family that that's needed, and that'll just, you know, keep this misconception alive.
There was a whole lot of confusion, as I recall, around this time 2 years ago when the rules for voter registration in Kansas were being batted around in courtrooms. Has that been cleared up now?
Well, I think there's a ways to go still. At a recent voter training session that I attended that was offered by the ACLU, I heard some voters who were pretty confused about what documents they need nowadays. And recently I caught up with some members of the League of Women Voters, including volunteer Lois Orth Lopes, registering people to vote at the farmer's market in Lawrence.
There are a lot of Kansas citizens out there who thought they registered within the last couple of years, who never were fully registered because of the mix-up with all the rulings and everything.
Is there a way that people can check if they're registered?
Absolutely. The Secretary of State's office has that in a format that you can check online. So if you want to double check if you're registered to vote, go to voteks.org. And by the way, the deadline to register before the August 7th primaries is coming right up. It's July 17th.